I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in on a Monday morning.
It's Monday.
That was a quick hour, man. Like, I hate Monday Night Football. Obviously biased because of Chiefs place. I'm okay with it tonight, but like, man, getting dark earlier. Yeah. I'd rather just go home and go to bed, but that's okay.
This is our last Monday night game of the year, right? This is our last Monday night game of the year.
Okay. Chiefs and Bucks tonight. Two coaches that will probably keep their jobs. But I do think...
You don't think Andy Reid may get fired after this season?
No.
I think, Todd, there's a chance. There's a chance with
you
the
Bucks. You think Bowles get fired?
There's a chance.
Well, with massive injuries like they've had this year?
Yeah, but that's the... But he kept Godwin in?
Yeah, we've had... That's a slippery slope, Mac.
I get it.
Right? Like, it's easy for us to come out here and say...
Oh, you should have taken him out of the game!
They're getting blown out. You try to go tell an athlete in the heat of the moment, like, hey, I think we're going to sit you. We're getting blown out.
Yeah. I go now, tell the rest of his team. You
know. But again, I know that's the other counterpoint is that's Mac. That's his job. But also, that's something, I say a slippery slope, that is something that could cause a rift in your locker room. That's something you do not want because that's something you clearly have in New Orleans.
Well, and yeah, we'll get to that New Orleans thing.
But that dude's fired, dude.
That guy's got to be gone today. I would think
He got the flight home.
I'm surprised he didn't get fired before half the Raiders coaches got fired last night, which is true. Half the Raiders coaching staff got fired last night.
Yeah, Black Monday already in
Vegas. I mean, my God. But Dennis Allen is probably that guy. Saturday, we're going to be out and about at the Landing in Liberty from 2 to 4. Ben Maller's coming into town. We're doing the Maller meet and greet. There are people flying in for this, okay, from what I understand.
Nice.
Like, Maller listeners are flying.
No, they're coming
to hang with Ben. But there is a dignitary that told me over the weekend that they, and I'm going to say they, so you don't know who it is and try to connect dots and things of that nature, they are very excited to meet you two guys.
Why not you?
Because they know me.
So it's...
You know who it is?
It's his kids.
No, God, no. It's not my kids at all.
They don't like us?
They could care less.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that interesting. But you guys came over to the house that time. They're like, who are the randos out there? I meant to tell this story a few weeks ago,
they
actually.
Didn't come in the garage.
Yeah, right. I meant to tell the story a few weeks ago, actually. My daughter gets picked up by her friend every day, and they go to school. And,
oh, nice.
And
then, you have to worry about that then.
Well, the ride to school is her friend Ivy and her mom, and then I pick them up and take them home. And Ivy
daughter.
Yes, exactly. And Ivy gets in the car last week or so, a couple weeks ago, and she says to me, I was listening to you and your friends talk about baseball on the radio.
Awesome. She misses all her shout outs and stuff like that.
Listen, you and your friends talk about baseball on the radio. Okay, great. What did we say? I don't know.
I said the word baseball. So I was there. Yes.
So there is a true dignitary that is coming to meet you two on Saturday. So we want to invite you all out. If you guys just want to come hang out, grab some beers, some pretzels, some Maller chicken. You got to have the Maller chicken tenders.
Oh, Mac and I have already got our menu ordered.
Like,
do.
Mac hasn't landed before, right?
I haven't landed.
You haven't been up there.
No.
You never did the draft party or anything like that up there.
I'm losing my V card at the Landing.
All right. Oh. Like, their soft pretzel, phenomenal. Their dry rub Maller chicken tenders.
That's what I'm getting. And a cider ranch and honey mustard.
Yes. Unbelievable.
And just leave me alone for like 5 minutes. I eat fast, so it's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, just suck them down, right? Yeah, they're so good. So that's Saturday, so we want you guys to come out, hang out with us. Ben and his wife are flying into town, and I'm taking them to the Chiefs game on Sunday. They're riding the bus out there. We're going to tailgate, do the whole nine yards,
sick.
Give them a great...
First time at Arrowhead.
Yeah, give them a great Arrowhead experience, and so hopefully it doesn't rain.
Fireball. 5.5 coaches is what I think the over-under should be in Vegas for coaches being fired. I could come up with 5 off the top of my head.
Okay.
I have Dennis Allen.
All right.
I have Daboll in New York.
I don't think he's getting fired. I mean, he did get the dreaded vote of confidence from the owner. But again, you keep changing coaches for all of these teams. You're just starting back at zero.
Doug Peterson is so fired.
He's done. He's done.
Antonio Pierce is so fired. They're just letting him see it before it happens.
That's another one. You're going to continue to fire your coaches. I mean, yes. My God.
And they can't pay him.
Yeah. And then Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he's done.
Am I missing one? That's five. So I would take the under, obviously. But am I missing a coach that is out there? Like you said, Todd Bowles, maybe.
Maybe. I think Cleveland, you have to start considering what's going on there and making a change.
Eberflus isn't going to fire yet, right?
Eberflus, are you talking fired for the rest of the season?
I'm just talking about either at the end of the year or at any point.
The Bears are 4-4. People are forgetting this.
No, I know. I think he's fine. Unless they have a catastrophic failure or he loses a locker room like he almost did in that Hail Mary game.
Yeah. And that is something right there, Dusty, that you are absolutely right about. You lose the locker room, you are out. That Hail Mary thing may have cost them. I'm going back in my notes to see who I texted you guys yesterday. Cincinnati made Miami.
Zach Taylor could have a chance, but look, classic Cincinnati.
Classic Cincinnati.
Here comes Joe Burrow again in the MVP discussion. Yep. Five touchdowns, 251. It's like, they're winning again. It's like, they're going to be there.
Yeah, let's see him play a real team. Yeah. So Cincinnati, maybe. Miami? I mean, is that act wearing thin?
Oh, like, absolutely. Like, I agree.
I wear joggers with the best of them, but like
not all the way up to your calves.
It's getting kind of old watching that thing, right?
I agree.
Yeah. Well, it just doesn't seem like that team's focused. Like they're losing. They're not playing good football, and they're all just on the sideline laughing. I'm not saying
you
expect
it to go well with those guys down there, though. Like,
I mean, it went. I mean, it didn't go well. I mean, last year they beat a lot of bad teams and couldn't beat good teams, right? They went 11-6. But they lost to the Chiefs twice, the Bills twice, and
they lost
Baltimore,
to anybody that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you lost your quarterback. Tyreek Hill's just a guy now. And did anybody expect it to be anything special? I mean, no.
It's tough to watch Miami. I literally watched Tua dive headfirst yesterday.
And the Jets are going to fire their coach, too.
Again?
Again. Yeah, like the interim guy.
Because Salah
will get
doesn't
fired.
Count. Like, I'm not counting Salah.
Right.
As
he's already been fired.
Yeah. I'm saying moving forward the rest of the year, over under 5.5. I don't know if I'm missing one. Maybe Zach Taylor, but that's if it'd have to go, I think, really, really south for them. I think his seat will be warm in the offseason. Yeah. Like, hey, enough of this BS 1-3 start to the season every year. Like, we need to see a better start to our season than we did last year. The year before.
Kyle Shanahan?
No. Absolutely not.
Too many injury. He made the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes things get old.
He'll be there as long as McCaffrey's there. It's okay.
Colts.
Yeah, Shane's no.
I mean, the way they've handled the quarterback situation.
But I think he did the right thing in that situation.
I don't disagree with that at all.
Because you would have definitely lost your locker room if you'd have been like, yeah, he's our starter.
Yeah.
A guy that said I just was tired.
Oh, yeah. I'm tapping out on this one. You said Dallas.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a lot of new coaches. Like, I'm thinking about all these teams. Like, the Titans suck. The Titans aren't going to fire their coach. Brian Callen's a first-year coach.
But you've seen first-year coaches fire. Like, if it's not the right guy, get rid of them.
It's true.
But also, if you're a perennial fire-the-coach organization, that's on ownership. And you've got to change. Clark Hunt changed, man. Like, people don't give Clark enough credit for pivoting and changing and turning the organization over and becoming a better owner and doing what it takes to win. You know, a lot of these owners just can't get out of their own way.
Do you think this is a year where maybe more GMs get fired than head coaches?
That Ryan Poles may be on the hot seat.
That's in Indianapolis?
No, Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Who's Indianapolis GM?
Ryan Ballard.
Oh, Ryan. There's another. Ryan Pace. Who was Ryan Pace?
He was the Bears.
He was the Bears, and he's no longer the Bears.
Yeah, where's he at now? Is he anywhere?
He's probably
Ballard may be fired this year.
Somebody says that on the text line. Fire that GM before the Colts coach. I mean, this is where we wrap this all back around. It's like, yeah, you have Mahomes. That's not the topic. But this is like, are you more comfortable having Mahomes as your quarterback or Veach and Andy Reid running everything? Right? Did we just create a topic? Because you go out and watch a football game.
Because Mahomes isn't playing great this year, but they're winning games, you know?
No, but he knows how to get it done.
Knows how to get it done.
Gets third downs, manages the clock, knows how to get to the end. 13 seconds left, you have enough.
That's Dusty Likens calling Patrick Mahomes a game manager. Send your hate tweets.
That's fine.
That's fine.
He can make that cool.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. He's doing what he needs to do to win football games.
Somebody says Gerard Mayo could be on the hot seat.
No.
1 year.
And
he might have his quarterback.
I don't think so.
Might have his quarterback.
I think he's doing exactly what they want him to do. Show some signs. Show you got a quarterback. Lose. Get the first pick.
Yesterday was perfect for them. I agree. Yeah. And Robert Kraft has way too much ego this was his successor to Bill Belichick. They signed it in the contract 5 years ago. He's not going to say I was wrong that quickly.
No, he's not going to do that. No.
And there's a name that just pops up on the text line from the 816 that could be in the discussion if it goes south. Nick Sirianni.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
They wanted him fired mid-game yesterday. They're up 22-0, and they don't cover.
They almost choked that game to the Jaguars.
And they almost lost that game to Jacksonville.
Did you see that they went for two or were going to go for two? Yes. And they tried to draw them off sides just to burn a timeout and kick an extra point?
Yeah.
And like Kellen Moore's like laughing with Sirianni. I'm like, Nick Sirianni sucks.
Yeah.
He looks like he belongs on one of those boom.
See,
boom.
You mentioned the going rogue. I think that's what Sirianni's doing. You know who his mentor was?
Mm-mm.
Todd Haley.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You got to stay out of the Tequila Cowboy in Texas on New Year's Eve, buddy. You and your wife will get kicked out of the club for fighting. That's a true story. Look it up sometime. It's pretty funny. Todd Haley, yikes. Tequila Cowboy on New Year's Eve.
That was a bizarre
in
one,
in Texas.
Too.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.